Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
People are now complaining that England's new polymer 5-pound note is cutting their noses while snorting cocaine.
Oh, really? Let's ask our caller.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie.
Oh, I'm sure he knows a lot about Winston Churchill.
Man, that's crazy about this new powerful cocaine.
Uh-huh.
You know, usually your nose don't start bleeding until the day after you've done a bunch of blow.
Oh, boy.
I don't see you as a cocaine guy,
well,
Donnie.
All right, tell me this. How's come the money over there in great Europe is so much heavier than ours?
It's Britain.
Well, you said 5 pounds. That's excessive. You know,
my money's not 5 pounds, Donnie.
Somebody, Lonnie's smart. He's been over there before. He heard they made it heavier, so it's a lot harder for their people to steal cash.
Just let him ride with
misinformation.
It's the 5-pound note. It's like
20 bucks. It weighs 20 pounds, right, Donnie? Squid.
Well, Tom, I don't think you're right. We'll just have to agree to disagree. Because okay. Lonnie's been over the pond so many times, he's basically accepted as a native in Cancun. So I'm putting my money on him.
Cancun.
All right.
I've never understood why people would even want to do rowdy powder anyways. First off, it's dangerous. I remember when my jaw was wired shut just a few years back, I got heartburn and had to grind up a Tums and snort it, and that gave me blood boogers for 2 months.
Oh, Jesus, Donnie.
I swear to God. Second of all, that's how come I stick to beer and fireball. If you got too much beer and fireball, your body knows it, so it shuts down, you just pass out. If you have too much cocaine, your heart passes out and you die from it. Plus, I said, I guess it's expensive as all get out. Cocaine is the reason why all ATMs should be shut down between like the hours of midnight and 7 a.m.
That's true.
Oh, Lord God. The bank should at least have an alert when you take out $300 at 2 a.m. or at least provide a few more question screens so you can get your cash.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Tony.
It is a good idea, actually. You actually have one, finally.
Like, they should have one and say, like, you sure you want to draw $300? And then maybe a question pop up, are you sure you really want $300? And you go, yes. You're about to make some bad life choices. You still won't. Yes. Don't forget, rent is due next week.
This is brilliant.
Word of God, you want free gifts. What's your future ex-wife's maiden name? Yes. I gotta go.
That may be the greatest idea ever.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You could the bank would you'd have to fill out some kind of a form when you're sober. And then when you go to the ATM after a certain hour, it would start asking you all these questions. Which one of these addresses is one of yours?
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.